The Word of God came to John in the wilderness. It didn't come to Caesar on his throne in Rome, not to Herod in his castle, not to the priests or the high priest in the temple in Jerusalem. The Word came to an ordinary man named John out in the wilderness. John is a strange figure we meet every Advent season, dressed in camel's hair clothing. How uncomfortable that must have been. Eating locusts, not something I would want to do. Living out in the desert. John the Baptist, prepared by God while still in his mother's womb to prepare the way for the Messiah. John was the last of the prophets. John was not important or powerful in the eyes of the world. He was just an ordinary, if eccentric, man, living out in the wilderness. But the Word of God came to John in the wilderness. There's something about a wilderness. God formed His people for 40 years out in the wilderness. It was in the wilderness that they experienced God's care and protection and guidance in powerful, miraculous ways. It was in the wilderness that Jesus wrestled with His identity and His ministry. It was there in the wilderness that Jesus rebuffed the temptations of the devil. And it was in the wilderness that Jesus discovered the will of His Heavenly Father for His life. We often meet God in the wilderness times of our lives. Our everyday lives are so busy, so complicated. We are surrounded by people. We are bombarded with messages from the world. We are filled with information, and we are distracted by entertainment. It's hard to hear God's voice in the turmoil of our everyday lives. But in the wilderness, we find ourselves alone with God. We call out to Him for help, and He is there. He's there to bless us, strengthen us, and lead us. In the wilderness places, we realize how much we need God. And it is often in the wilderness that God becomes real for us. Have you ever met God in a wilderness place in your life? Maybe when you lost your job, or you went through a painful divorce, when you battled a terrible disease, maybe it was in a time of conflict in your family, or the loss of a loved one. We all go through a wilderness. And when we are in that wilderness, it's natural to call out to God for help. We focus on God in the wilderness like no other time in our life. And it is often in the wilderness places where God becomes real. Many of you know that my mother was quite ill during my childhood. She had bipolar syndrome. You could call it manic depressive syndrome. Someone who's bipolar goes through extreme mood swings, ups and downs. And those swings were extreme for my mother. She would often be high at Christmas time, out of touch with reality. She was so high that she even thought she was Jesus Christ sometimes. She would do all kinds of bizarre things. Sometimes she'd even get violent, usually towards my father. I'll never forget having to call the police one Christmas. Dad told me to call them because she was getting violent. I'll also never forget visiting my mother in a mental ward of a hospital. It was a scene straight out of the movies. Not a pretty sight. Then there were times, often in the summer, when Mom became extremely depressed. She cried and cried and cried. She was so depressed she could barely function. What made this even worse was the fact that the doctors and psychiatrists really had no clue what was wrong with her. They didn't know about bipolar syndrome back then or how to treat it. So she was misdiagnosed. She was heavily medicated. And she was even given shock treatments. Nothing helped. But it was in this wilderness that God came to my mother and to our family. We were living out in California at the time and found a Baptist church that was alive with the love of Jesus Christ. And through that church, the love of God flowed into our family. We all gave our lives to Christ through that ministry, through the ministry of that loving body of our Lord. Now, God didn't immediately heal my mother. But we experienced God's love and blessings in wonderful ways that really helped us and my mother cope with her condition. God became real for us in that wilderness place. Then, just before I went off to college, they discovered the bipolar syndrome and how to treat it. Mom started taking a drug called lithium, and it was like a miracle cure. She still had some ups and downs, but nothing as severe as before. She was like a new person. It was a great answer to prayer. When the Word of God came to John out in that desert, people flocked to hear it. They were hungry and thirsty for God's Word. And what great good news it was. The Messiah is coming. The long-awaited-for Messiah is finally coming. Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for Him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked paths will be made straight and the rough paths made smooth. This is like a superhighway for the Lord's coming, cutting through mountains, raising valleys, straightening out curves, and making the road smooth. But what does this mean for us today? Repentance is the key to this scripture and to the word that the Lord gave John. Repentance. God makes the road straight and smooth through our repentance. God helps us to see sin clearly and then to repent, to change our ways. God will help us to get rid of the barriers. Our sin creates those mountains and those valleys, those curved, rough roads. But when we repent of that sin, God can do a major reconstruction in our hearts, and the road becomes straight and smooth for God's coming to us. John called the people to repentance. He calls us to repentance as well. Now, repentance is not easy, and it's not popular. It's hard to repent. Most of the time, we are blind to our sins. But God wants us to take an honest, brutal inventory of ourselves and to see our sins clearly. Most of the time, we deny our sinfulness. We blame others for our problems, or we make all kinds of excuses for who we are and for what we do. But repentance is necessary for each and every one of us. It is the only way for God to come to us fully. And God will help us to repent, to change. The work of the Holy Spirit is to help us to see our sins. And then He gives us the power to turn away from them and turn toward God. When we turn away from our sins, then we are ready for the coming of the Messiah. And thank God, when we need Him the most, when we are out in the wilderness places of life, God comes to us. He comes to us to bless us and to save us. Would you join me in prayer? We don't like wilderness experiences. They are so hard, so painful. But that's usually where You come to us, Lord. It's when we need You the most. And You are there in Your power and glory, in Your love and compassion, to change us and bless us and redeem us. And we don't like looking at our own sin. It's painful. But it's necessary. For You can't come to us if we are filled with sin. Our sin is a barrier, a blockade. Lord, help us by the power of Your Spirit to see our sin clearly, to turn away from it, and allow Your love to flow into our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.